presentation today is The Little Study That Could. I will be presenting some of the challenges our study group encountered in conducting a multi-site study that involved a diverse population. An important change in the research environment has been an increase in the number of multi-site studies compared to single-site studies. As shown in the graph on your right, since 1990, multi-site studies, which are shown here in aqua, have increased faster than the single-site studies. In addition to this, the U.S. population is increasingly diverse. Over close to 10% of the population are born in another country. As a result, epidemiologic studies need to reflect this diversity. Some of the challenges associated with these changing research needs include seeking approval from multiple institutional review boards, enrollment barriers such as language, maintaining data quality, operational consistency among diverse sites, and this includes ensuring that the study is standardized at each of the sites. I'm going to illustrate how we met these challenges using a study we are conducting. The title of the study is Missed Opportunities for Prevention of Tuberculosis in Foreign-Born Persons. The reason we are conducting the study is because 57% of 13,000 U.S. TB cases are in the foreign-born population. Although the majority of the cases are in this population, there is insufficient data on the epidemiology of tuberculosis in the foreign-born population. Our study interviewed and collected clinical data on close to 17,000 foreign-born persons newly diagnosed with tuberculosis. The elements of our study included a one-hour in-person interview, analysis of data from the CDC's Division of Global Migration and Quarantine, and clinical data from the CDC's TB surveillance report. Our sites included health departments, nonprofit organizations, universities, and research centers in the U.S. and Canada. We had 20 sites in the U.S. and 2 in Canada. Now that I briefly touched on our study, I'm going to go through some of the challenges we encountered, and I showed this slide before. The first challenge was that we needed to obtain approval from 35 IRBs. This meant that for the life of the study, we needed a total of 490 reviews. This included the initial review, amendments, and continuations. To reduce the number of reviews, we developed a simple process for using a central IRB, and in our case, we used the CDC's IRB as our designated central IRB. We were able to obtain buy-in from most of our sites. A third of the IRBs ceded oversight to the CDC, and this saved us 156 reviews. In addition to this, we also worked with each of the 35 IRBs to approve an identical consent form. The next challenge was in approaching, consenting, and interviewing our participants. Our participants spoke 35 different languages. 53% of them spoke English either not well or not at all. We therefore translated our questionnaire and consent forms into 10 different languages. And in addition to that, we used a short form, which as some of you might know, is a federally approved form for administering consent when you don't have a standard consent form in the languages you're using. Since we did not know beforehand the additional languages we would need, we used a single translation company which translated our short forms within a week. As a result of this, we did not interview only 9 persons because of language issues, and most of those 9 persons were either deaf, mute, or used some kind of sign language or a dialect that was familiar to a family member only. We also selected a single phone interpretation company for recruitment. The interpreters had electronic access to all 10 questionnaires and also the English questionnaire. In addition to language, we were also very flexible with the location of interview and the time of the interview. So some of the interviews were at the person's home, at a library, at a restaurant, and we also conducted interviews on the weekends and after work hours. The third challenge was in maintaining data quality. We did so by providing training for all our interviewers. We used a training center which allowed trainers to observe interviews through remote TV, and we used simulated patients for our interviewer training. This allowed us to provide, using the remote TV allowed us to provide immediate feedback. We had a total of 3 in-person trainings, and we also had remote training programs for new interviewers, and also had refresher training sessions. For data entry purposes, we built a web-based secure data entry system which allowed for remote access for all our sites. This system also had built-in quality assurance checks at the site level and also at the CDC. We also conducted remote trainings and refreshers for use of the system. And lastly, to ensure operational consistency at all 22 sites, each site had to submit a specific implementation and quality assurance plan for review by the principal investigators. The sites also emailed weekly enrollment logs, which summarized progress at the site. We also had biweekly conference calls and conducted site monitoring visits. Each site had at least 3 site visits throughout the life of the study. All study materials were available on a web-based system for easy access and to ensure that the sites were using the same material. In summary, we met the challenges of conducting a multi-site study that involves diverse populations by 1, using a central IRB and obtaining a single consent form, 2, translating our material and accommodating participant schedules, and 3, maintaining data quality, and lastly, using multiple monitoring techniques. Using these approaches, we were able to exceed our enrollment goal of 1,500. We have 8 initial papers that are in preparation, and we hope that these approaches will help other investigators contemplating multi-site studies. I would like to acknowledge our research team.
Thank you very much, Ms. Ngong, for a very nice presentation. You have enough time if you'd like to take some questions from the audience.
Assurance check. Mm-hmm. Sure. The question is with regards to the data entry system. I said we had built-in quality assurance checks, and so she's asking just for a little bit more explanation on that. The data entry system is an exact replica of a questionnaire, and our questionnaire has a lot of skip patterns. So those skip patterns are actually part of the questionnaire. And then once data entry is complete, it's submitted to a designated person at the site who goes through the electronic record and compares that to the questionnaire. However, as that person is reviewing the record, the system does flag any errors. So we have it programmed to where, for example, if you're supposed to enter a numeric value, but text is entered, it flags it for the designated site person. So once that person reviews that record and approves it, it's automatically submitted to the CDC, and then we review it again. And if there are any flags, we fail it and send it back to the site. So we also did site visits. We visited each of the sites at least 3 times, and the study has been, we started the study in 2003. So each site has been visited at least once per year. And when we go out to the sites, we go through the protocol, making sure that they are following all the procedures in the protocol and in our procedures manual. And then we also had, on our biweekly conference calls, we go through whatever stage we're in the study. So for example, during our interviewing phase, we go through common problems that other sites have encountered, and then we also reiterate some of our training, points that were made in the initial trainings. And then for our weekly reports, we monitored the response rate and also monitored any type of refusals and reasons for refusals. Yes, sir. Sorry, could you repeat that? I didn't hear the end of it. We included Canada because the number of TB cases, just as the number of TB cases, the majority of TB cases here in the foreign-born, that's the same for Canada. So that was one reason. And the second reason is also because Canada is part of our tuberculosis consortium. Sorry, the two Canadian sites are part of our tuberculosis consortium, which is out of the CDC's Division of Tuberculosis Elimination. So it really because we're members of the consortium and also because their TB incidence mimics that of the United States. We pulled the data, so it's not separated. Yeah. Does that answer your question? Well, let me go back for a second. We pull the data from all the sites. I mean, the U.S. and Canadian sites. However, in our analysis, the U.S. sites are analyzed separate from the Canadian sites. Yeah.
If there are no further questions, thank you very much.
Thank you.